We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
D.D. Whitman, do you believe that Mayor Jorge Alorza is exhibiting enough urgency in confronting Providence's economic challenges? And if not, what would you do differently?
No, I don't think he is. He keeps talking about a surplus. The surplus is ridiculous. You have a mayor who took on the fire department that came to bite him back in the tush, and you're down 100 firefighters, you're down 100 police. So, of course, without that payroll, you know, he doesn't have to pay that. He didn't put a penny really into the schools for the most part. He wants to float the bond. So, no, I don't think the mayor is running the city financially well or responsibly at all.
You mentioned the schools, and we know that students in Providence, many of them have underperformed for many years, going back even before Buddy Cianci was mayor, and you raised money for Buddy in his 2014 run for mayor. So you seem to focus your criticism on the schools on Alorza, but that's a much deeper problem. Is it unfair for you to focus that criticism on Mayor Alorza when that's a longer-term problem?
But I'm running against Alorza, so he's there now. The schools have been consistently declining in competency of its students. You need to educate your kids. If your kids aren't educated, you'll never have businesses coming to Rhode Island, to Providence.
What would you do differently than from Alorza on the schools?
Well, I don't know what he's doing, to be perfectly honest. And I don't think anyone else knows what he's doing. Here you have the Justice Department came in and sued. Your city council didn't even know about that. I would clearly try to be a little more inventive. If we're having an issue with kids who are not bilingual, I would try and get teachers, maybe with a signing bonus, to come who are bilingual. You bring in the universities to help. This is where they really can help, as opposed to their pilot. You just don't go to the universities as a piggy bank. They're here. They're not going anywhere. You bring them in to partner with the schools.
Let's go to Scott.
I'm just wondering, you supported Buddy Cianci, but, you know, here's the guy whose administrations are pretty much responsible for the pension mess that we now face in Providence. Why were you so much of a backer of Cianci?
Okay, so let me tell you how that came to be. Buddy was an old friend, and he would stop by every now and then in many years ago. Alorza came to me two or three times to raise his money. The one thing I asked him about were the schools. I was so underwhelmed by his response of his not wanting to raise the bar for the kids. He actually wanted to dumb down. That when Buddy asked me a few months later, I said, sure. Buddy, at least it may have been a mistake. It didn't happen. And the people spoke clear and loud. Believe me, I have a friend or two who isn't talking to me. But it is what it is. And he loved this city, and he did great things for it. And he also did not some great things for it.
I'm just wondering about crime. You know, you've talked a lot about crime, but if you look at this over the years and you look back, there's far less violent crime in Providence today, and murders, gun violence, things like that. And by a lot of measures, people give Chief Hugh Clements some pretty high marks in dealing with a diminished police department, given how he's reached out and done community policing and things. What would you do different?
Oh, he's the best. He's absolutely the best. There's no question about that. But there is, if you go back from 2014, and you know people can play with statistics, but if you go back from 2014, violent crime is up by double digits, period.
Can you present details on that?
We do have some backup, and I'd be more than happy to share with you.
Well, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about politics on the ground. The last couple of mayors have won victory by putting together a coalition of people from the South Side and the East Side. You're an East Sider, D.D. Whitman, but how do you see your roadmap to victory, considering how you might not be as well known on the South Side of Providence?
Well, as you all know, Kobe Dennis is my campaign co-chair, and that was a tremendously brave thing of him to do as a Democrat to come inside with an independent. He and I have had multiple conversations. We both believe in the same thing. We both know it's essential to get our kids educated, to get them to have recreation and programs after schools, especially if parents are now having one or two jobs. And I also am heavily involved with the Latino community. So I hope that I have a three-way coalition.
The mayor's administration has not been successful at getting a new teacher's contract. How would you approach the negotiations?
Again, you need a leader. You need someone who is out there. It's very clear that you love the city. You want it to work. It's shameful that the mayor has not been able to or is unwilling to negotiate with the teachers. I would hope that I would have the skill set and the energy, again, I keep saying that, to bring the teachers together with the city administrators.
I'm wondering, though, are the teachers and the union and some of the work rules in any way responsible for some of this poor outcomes that we see among the students in the city schools?
I can't speak to that. I honestly, it would be unwise for me. I don't know that. I know teachers, they have a whole new variety of issues in the schools that they certainly didn't have when you were in school or when I was in school.
Dee Dee Whitman, you say if you win election in November, you would undo Mayor Alorza's speed camera program. What would you do to address the issue of speeding and safety in school zones?
Absolutely. I would take away the cameras. I've said many times, I think it's a cheap and easy money grab. I am terribly concerned that they were brought to the city with his former chief of staff, who is a lobbyist for the camera company, and he's paid $60,000 a year. That's what happened to Alorza's promise of, I know a guy will no longer be in City Hall. I would rotate police. I'd have actually police going around from school to school. Children should get to know their police people. In my day, we had Officer Friendly. We thought every officer was named Officer Friendly. You should absolutely have children. Public safety wants a part of it.
You know, we're looking at different modes of transportation. We've got a downtown, as you know, clotted with cars.
Yep.
And there's a lot of talk about the meters. What would you do to make Providence, for instance, a more bicycle-friendly city?
Listen, I ride my bike all the time. I love it. But you have to, again, work collaboratively with all the people who are invested. So many cities are beginning to prevent cars or taxing cars coming into the city. I would make sure that the bus routes are so they can bring people into the city. I don't care if you have bikes, but it has to be so that you have pedestrians, you have buses, you have cars. They all need to get along.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And independent candidate for mayor of Providence, Diane Dee Dee Whitman.
Thank you for having me.